Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nara Torah, the Nida series, number 18. We're doing Vestos in the fourth shir, Bezrat Hashem. This shir should be b'schus l'chayim l'bam toshim, who are being shomer al etzinu, kodesh baruch hu, should be magen aleim b'chum akum shayim, just like they are magen anas. So today we are going to be finishing the different types of veset kavuas. Last time we saw there was a veset hayom and a veset afloga. Today we're going to be dealing with the Veset Yom HaChodesh, the Veset Dilug, and the Veset Sirugim. These are a little more complicated, so we're going to try and take it slowly. So, for the Veset Yom HaChodesh, this is the simpler of the three of them. The way that you calculate it is that it's the same Hebrew day in the next Hebrew calendar. So, if she saw on Dalet Teves, and then Dalet Shvat, and then Dalet Adar, she has a Veset HaChodesh for the fourth of each month. So you need three periods in order to establish this Veset Kavua. And again, like we've seen in the past, and like we're going to see today, all of the Vestos, you should only be Porish for one Ona minimum, but the Or Zaruah is Machmir for the Ona beforehand as well. Now the second one is going to be the Veset HaDilug. Veset HaDilug is patterns. So, for example, the next day in the Hebrew month, according to the pattern. So, this is going to be like seeing on the first, second, third. So, if she saw an Aleph Nisan, the first of Nisan, and then the second of Iyar, and then the third of Sivan, again, this is consecutively each month, then she establishes the Veset HaDilug, and she would have to be worried about the fourth for the upcoming month. Now, there is a machlokas, a stam versus the yesh omrim in the mechaber about if the fourth period of the if the fourth period of the third period is the one which establishes the veset kavua. Meaning, which one is it? Is it going to be on, for example, the machlokas is, is it, we said Aleph Nisan, Beis Iyar, or Gimel Sivan, so is it going to be, there's a machlokas, is the Veset established on Gimel Sivan, or is it going to be on Dalet Tammuz? This is the machlokas, the Mechaber paskens to be machmer for the Yesh Omrim, who hold that the third period establishes the Veset Kavua, and therefore we are going to be holding that it's the Gimel Sivan. Now, the last Veset Kavua, which there is and which we're going to be dealing with, is the Veset HaSirug. Okay, this is alternating months. This is a little tricky, so let's just try and understand. So, the way that you calculate it, and you can see it through the following example, is if she sees on Yud Tishrei, and then Yud Kislev, and then Yud Shvat, she has established a Veset Sirugim for the 10th of every other month. So let's say she keeps alternating months. So she has a month that she sees on the 10th, a month that she doesn't see at all, but the month after that, she sees again on the 10th. So this is called Sirugim. And again, you need three periods. So seemingly, it would take around 6 months to establish this type of Veset Kavua. And again, we're going to be Porish for one Ona, and we're going to have the Or Zaruah, who classically says you are machmir, you have to be machmir, you have to follow for to be porish the ona itself, be machmir for the ona beforehand as well.